Hey, what's up, guys? It's Danielle Victoria. Welcome to another special edition of Hashtag Goals. Once again, I am by myself or with another co-host, but today I'm by myself, and I have none other than the legendary Nigerian
ex-get.
Oh! My people, it's good to be back.
And I'm a dipped owl, but I never quite lose. If we head south, never down with the blues. I'm too bright for
welcome
that hue.
Hashtag goals.
What's up? This is Hashtag Goals, the Millennials Podcast.
Yes, we're giving you the guide to life. All the mistakes we made, we're helping you to not make those.
It's good to be back.
What's been going on, Nigerian XO?
Oh my gosh. You know, it's just been, you know, one blessing leading to another blessing. You know, since I dropped the
old town,
since I was up here last, that podcast, lots of people have been coming for me for advice. But yeah, since I also dropped Old Town Road, that fame has been enormous. And the Chick-fil-A Popeyes video, I've just been all over the place.
I see you in Falake sometimes. People love you in Falake.
Yes, Falake loves to jump inside the videos. They're really my videos. I'm telling the truth. Falake does not have a YouTube channel, but yes, she jumps in my videos, and because of that, some people will mention her, even though they are really coming to see me. But yes.
XO, I want to talk to you because I am obsessed with this show, and I know a lot of people.
It's not good to be obsessed with a show. Okay. You know, a lot of people don't understand the power of words. You have to understand what you're saying. I'm just saying, for real though. Okay.
Really like this show. I have to be very specific with XO because he is a very.
I don't want you to bind up your life. A lot of people are binding up their lives with unconscious thoughts, unconscious ways of thinking.
I feel you. So, I really like this show. It's called 90 Day Fiancé.
Uh-huh.
All right. And there's this couple on there, which I think you've seen, Angela and Michael. So, Angela travels all the way to Lagos, which your family's from, and you're from, right?
Please, don't generalize.
Okay.
Yeah. My whole family can't be from
Lagos. Not your whole family.
Well, and that's like me saying, hey, so your whole family's from Kentucky, right?
Okay, you can say most of my family's from Louisiana.
It's just a place, yes. I have some family members who are around the bounds of Lagos, but none really
your
directly.
Your mom and dad rep Lagos.
Madam, you don't know me like that.
Anyway, so she travels to Lagos, and she's just being super disrespectful.
I've seen the show, actually.
Okay. I am on a mission. It's called Free Michael. Help Michael. Because Michael's getting abused by Angela. Like, oh my gosh. She threw her face.
I actually know the guy.
You know Michael?
I know Michael.
Yeah. Y'all have the same type of car.
What's that?
Same type of car.
Madam, once again, you don't know my life. Anyway. please, let's all take a moment to recalibrate this situation right now, because I have lots of degrees in Nigeria. Also, I'm basically like a politician in charge of lots of stuff, so I don't want it to come
across
the people don't understand the seriousness of who I am and the anointing on my life.
Okay, so basically...
But let's get into the show. Let me jump into that. Michael, I know I've seen him around. I know the guy. He used to come to me to help him with... Anyway, so now that he's with Angela, I just hope that it's real love. You know, I don't like to judge people, especially in the midst of love. You know, there's certain things I don't reach my toe into, you know, and another person's relationship, that's one of them. Anyone who wants to say they are, like, I've seen some fake stuff online, another video too. What's his name? the fake doctor. The fake Ghanaian man. Dr. Ofori. He's fake! That guy's a real fake guy. You should not be getting into other people's relationships. He's probably not a doctor at all. No, it's that's a YouTube thing. If you want to go look it up, Dr. Ofori, just go into his videos, let him know. Type Nigerian EXO says that you are fake. Anyway, so I don't like to get into other people's relationships, but I can tell you for sure, Angela has real problems.
I feel like she was being very disrespectful to his culture, mm-hmm. especially like in Lagos, to throw a pie in his face and then to throw a drink at his friends. What would happen if that was you?
Mm-hmm. I just want to say a prayer right now for Angela and Michael. I don't want to get into too much. I know. Thank you so much, Danielle. I love to be on this show. But right now, something's just being laid upon me right now to just pray for these two people, you know? Nigeria next to a lot of people, they say, hey, number one Spice Man, they know me from the fame, from the flash. And that's not always me.
I'm a
God-fearing. I love the Lord. You know, I've been listening to the new Kanye album. Jesus is the King. Mm-hmm. Jesus is the King. The title's correct. You know, and some people say, "Hey, Kanye, relax. Everyone knows Jesus is the King. You didn't come over that. You know, Kanye, you know, get off your high horse." And that's true, Kanye, get off your high horse. But it's also just true, you know, what he's saying. Jesus is the King. I love that. I love that kind of stuff. So, so right now I just want to just pray for Angela and Michael. Angela, also if you get a chance to listen to this, I hope you find some grace to let go of old pain, you know, because you are really going through it. It's true. You are going through it. And someone even, by chance, I'm busy, so every day I'm just working.
I know.
But
EXO, thank you. Let me just tell you, thank you for coming, because I know Nigerian EXO is booked and busy every day, so he came out to do
this. Madam, it's not a lie.
I'm not saying.
No, I'm agreeing with you. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes the way I talk, people don't understand, because I'm so, it's like my heart is on fire. You know what I mean? That's inside me. It's like my heart is on fire all the time. So, but
it's
anyway,
like heartburn?
No, I mean I have lots of energy.
Oh, like passion.
Yes.
My heart is on heartburn, fire. So I have like some stuff upstairs.
Yes, nothing medical at all. As for Angela, someone showed me some videos from back in the day. She was also making the same kind of drama on TV. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did know that she was. So, people don't know Angela has been on Maury twice with her daughter, and one of her daughters.
Okay, wait, hold on. I don't want to turn this into a gossip show. I just want to say really quick.
EXO, this is actually my show.
Hold on. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you, Lord, that Daniel has this wonderful show. It's good to be here. I pray that you will bless all the people. Please, Madam, not in the middle of the prayers. We pray that you will bless all the people who are 90-day fiancé. Just come into their lives and allow them to show good love, not fake love, not drama, not foolishness, but something.
Fake love?
But something, please, Madam. Okay. Thank you. It's okay. Anyway, coming to those things to just make those situations better and matter them. Same thing for the listeners, you know, for all of you listening out there, you know, get some grace in your life. By the name of Jesus, amen. You know, I just want to say there's lots of people on that show who are struggling. Lots of people, and each prism of struggle, it teaches us a lot about life and a lot about stuff you don't have to go through. Akini, maybe the most well put together lady on the show.
Oh my gosh,
she has good African, strong African values. You know, she understands that she's valuable. She's
Akini
like, give me the dowry when you are. I'm your wife, but give me
Akini
the dowry. You know,
is,
I love that about Akini.
She is the African Joanne the scammer. She does not care about this guy.
Well, madam, cut it off. Cut it off. You know, a lot of people. This is why Africa is still in the shadows a little bit. A lot of people, when they see a strong
Akini
African
wants
woman,
her dowry, her family tried to make
Madam, let me tell you something.
Let me just stop. Her family tried to make all her scenes seemed like a weird ass Kenyan like African drama. Let me talk.
Why do you invite a guest? You want Angela to have grace, but you have no grace. I think one thing I've learned from watching The Breakfast Club is that when the interview is not for you, you just gotta walk out of the room.
Are you finished? Are you done?
You know what?
Are you finished? Are you done?
I'm gonna need you.
Are you finished? Are you done?
I'm out of here. I don't need you guys to put some respect on my. Yeah, okay. You know what? No, tell my. Yeah, call my manager. Get him on the phone. Hey, guess what, everybody?
You're your manager, so call yourself on the phone. Right. So text yourself and tell yourself you get yourself an Uber.
I'm sorry.
All right.
Where's the button to stop this?
Okay, thank you so much for watching, for listening to Hashtag Goals. I'm sorry that Nigerian XO could not, you know, articulate himself well enough.
Please, I'm not
like Birdman, Gucci Mane.
All right, where's the button to
Soldier
stop
Boy
this?
Mix.
The button to
so
stop
thank
this?
You. You can follow me, Danny Vic,
where's the
on
button?
All platforms. We love you guys. Thanks for listening to Hashtag Goals.
Where's the button to turn this off?
Thanks for listening. We hope that we touched you super well
on some type of goal. Thank you for listening to the Hashtag Goals podcast hosted by me and Kenyo. If you have questions or you want your a goal to be like addressed, make sure you do this on our Instagrams, Facebooks, and Twitters.
See ya.